And I said, Lord, please, whatever you're doing right now, do not pass us by. Do not leave us off your schedule. Do not walk on by. Lord, I know there are so many things you've got to do on this earth. And I know you have an incredible capacity. And I just get this feeling you're on your way somewhere. And I'm begging you, Father, draw aside. Draw aside. Spend some time with us. We need you. I need you. I need your presence. I need the infilling of your Spirit. We need you in this house, Father. I have no word. I have nothing. I'm here in weakness, Lord. I'm going to stand up in front of your people with nothing at all. Oh God, if you don't draw aside today, if you don't come and spend some time with us today, Father God, Father God, what will we do about our poverty of spirit? What will we do about the hardness of our hearts? What will we do, Father God, if you don't fill us up again with your life, with that life of your Spirit? We'll just come in and have a meeting and go home. And spend the week thirsty and hungry, saying, oh God, if only that river could touch our spirits. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. And just these words leapt out at me. Hunger, thirst, hunger, thirst, hunger, thirst, hunger, thirst. You know, some of us as believers, it's been so long since we've had a meal. Oh, God is looking for people who are hungry, who are thirsty. Thirsty and hungry, hungry and thirsty, thirsty and hungry, hungry and thirsty. When you've met Jesus, oh, I don't know, you know, when you've met Jesus, the things of this world don't satisfy anymore, and yet how many of us get caught back up in them? I heard somebody put it this way. They said, you know the saying that says you can take a horse to water, but you can't make him drink? They said, yes, but you can put salt into his oats. I pray that God puts salt into our oats so that when we get to the water, we don't go, oh, I don't think I want that today. I think I'll just sit here. I'm staunch. I'm happy. We'll go, my God, the water, the water, the water. Take me there. Till we finish the work. Father God, that you would salt our oats. Father God. Father God. Father God. Father God, I'm just one person. I'm just one person, Father. There are others here who are hungry for you. But oh God, that you would unleash. Hunger pangs over this whole people. Oh God, that we'd have that taste in our mouth that says, I need water. I need water. I need to drink. I need to drink. I need to drink. Oh God. Oh God, that you would pour out that anointing of the river of life, Father, in the name of Jesus. That once we drink of it, as Jesus said, we'll never be satisfied with anything less, with nothing less. Nothing less, nothing less, and yet nothing more. Oh God, bring us to the well that satisfies. Bring us, Father God, to the place, Father God, of your presence, where you're continually filling us, where you're continually renewing us, where you're continually pouring in your Spirit. Oh God, oh God, I and others in this house ask for this people. Father God, Father God, Father God, Father God. Father God, I know it's your desire to pour out your Spirit. It's your desire to pour out your Spirit on this land. But oh God, we've been so thirstless. We've been so satisfied. Father God, you're waiting for us as your people to come to the place where, dear God, we'll be looking for you. We'll be saying, where are you, Father? Where are you? I want to go to that place where you are. Oh God, I know that you're with us. But Lord, what I speak about is that manifestation of your holiness and your righteousness and your presence that so grips us that we'll never be the same. Like Isaiah, a righteous, holy man, came into your presence, saw you, and said, whoa, I'm undone, I'm unclean. He was righteous, and yet he declared his own uncleanness because he saw you in your holiness, Father. And I ask for that for us here in this place. That, oh God, we'll move beyond being satisfied with where we are as you draw us closer to yourself. Oh Father, we'll see that what we thought was white was grey. We'll see, Father God, in the shadows. And Lord God, we'll repent before you and say, Father, we are that unclean people with unclean lips, the things that we do, the things that we say, the things that are in our hearts. We so need you to come and wash us again, to clean us again, to restore first love to us again. Oh, Father.